A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 5th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about a court challenge by a youth pressure group, Tajamuka, challenging President Robert Mugabe's fitness to continue to be the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's fitness to continue to rule Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's citizen-led activist group Tajamuka Sesijikile has filed a court application asking the Constitutional Court to make a finding that there is enough evidence to show that President Robert Mugabe is no longer capable of running the country and must step down. Tajamuka, a non-partisan campaign of young people from various groups, hopes to unite under one umbrella to mobilize other fearful citizens to hold Mr. Mugabe's government accountable for social, economic and political challenges facing the nation.
This is the second time that such an attempt has been made. Tinomuda Ishe Chinyoka, who describes himself as a long-time member of the MDC and a qualified lawyer, presented an affidavit to the court sometime last year. In the document, Chinyoka outlined a series of blunders and media speculation that have raised questions about Mr. Mugabe's ability to govern Zimbabwe.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. So, bakhuluma ngokunengisibili bazi bethi umongameli Mugabe wanisekhuluphele ngakho njengoba amandla ngasekho kungazani songani kuyahlupha kakhulu. Ye, ayisiyo yodwa iTajamuka ebise lolu daba emthethwandaba. Kulomunye njalo wakwenza khonokho okuthiwa nguTinomuta Ishe Chinyoka. Kodwa sizwa kuthiwa ke amaphepha akhe Blessing atshontshwa khona ngale court. Asiqhubeke mfowethu.
Wongo hama wadiwa nasi tatauti tinge chitaura ne zvaitwa ne sangano rinonzi Tajamuka rechidiki rikutira aenda iro kudare repamusoro soro Constitutional Court richida kuti dare ritonge kuti aiwa vamugabe havachakodzere kuti vange vachitungamira nyika asi Tajamuka yasati aenda vatinomuda ishe Chinyoka vano vagweta vanogara ku Britain uko vakamboendisawo mapepa akadai tida kuzwa kuti akazofamba sei Gibbs.
So ke nxasikhake ludaba lolu Blessing ukhanya ngazani ke okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu bathi kunzima ukuthi ukhiphe umongameli nxa usebenzisa umthethwandaba njengoba ke umongameli efake kwampana esisekelweni sombuso welizwe ku-constitution ukuthi ungamkhipha ngendlela ezithize okunjengokuimpeacha kuzobuya ke ukuthi abhubhe kumbe kuzobuya ukuthi kasela mandla emzimbeni lokunye nje okuthiyeneyo nxa ukuthi engakhangeli kuhle imithetho idala lephalamende kumele likukhangele khonokho. Impeachment. So, kwamanje kungani kuyakhathaza nje. Akukhanye lokuthi kuyanga.
Of course, I will continue to update you also on the Olympic Games. The official opening at the famous Maracana Stadium is tonight. And of course, as the Americans say, you can chew gum and walk at the same time. We can discuss a bit about the Olympics. But right now, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Tinomudaishe Chinyoka, who challenged Mugabe's, President Robert Mugabe's fitness at some time. We want to hear from Mr. Chinyoka what has become of his challenge, Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Chinyoka, you filed a court application seeking an order, you know, compelling President Mugabe to leave. So what has happened to that application?
Well, what has happened to it is that nothing has happened. The papers have still not been served on the president, and an application cannot proceed until after the sheriff has served the respondent with the papers. We were informed sometime in March that our papers were either missing or lost or misplaced. We made copies of the documents and gave the sheriff to serve. When we checked again a month later, around the end of May, beginning of June, we were once again told that there was no information to indicate whether or not the papers had been served.
Mm-hmm.
And up to now, that remains the story.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chinyoka, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation at one time described that challenge that you are making a legal nuisance, saying that there was no way you were going to succeed. Your response to that?
Well, the ZBC, I think, stopped being an objective institution sometime around April 1980. It's just that it took us a bit of time to realize that this was the case. So I wouldn't be surprised if the ZBC, in fact, I would have been surprised if they said that there was some merit to the application. I would have thought there was something sinister in it. And in any event, if that was the case, if it was a nuisance, then one would wonder why it is that the sheriff is somehow unable to serve the papers. Surely, if there is no merit to an application, you want it to be heard quickly so that it is dismissed quickly. The fact that you want to frustrate it suggests that you might be afraid of what it has to say.
Mm-hmm. So it was not only the ZBC, apparently, Mr. Chinyoka, even constitutional law expert Dr. Love Momaduku said that by filing, and I'm quoting here, by filing such a trivial court applications, you were actually abusing and belittling the constitutional court.
No, I think, in fact, after your interview with Professor Maduku, I got in touch with him. And expressed my disappointment at him as a lawyer expressing such an opinion without having read the papers. I think the fact that he has not been on record saying the same thing is probably because he now realizes that the application was not, strictly speaking, as reported in the media. Obviously, in the media, people will say an application has been filed to impeach the president, and Dr. Maduku quickly ran to, you know, yourselves and said what he said, because strictly speaking, you don't make an application for the court to remove the president. The president is removed by parliament. The application is to force parliament to act to remove the president. So when he made his comments, his view at the time must have been that the application was to ask the constitutional court to remove the president, which it can't do. Only parliament can do that.
Mm-hmm. But the fact that Parliament at the moment is tagged by ZANU-PF supporters, the opposition, with all due respect, is almost non-existent in Parliament. What are the chances of succeeding?
Well, what do you do when you are trying to remove an undemocratic regime through democratic means is that you do a series of events to create what is called the critical mass. So if we go to the Constitutional Court and make argument, and everyone, every right-thinking person can see that we are right, if the court dismisses our application, then we are demonstrating to everybody that the court is compromised. If, on the other hand, the court allows the application and the parliament doesn't act, again, we are demonstrating that parliament is compromised. So what you are doing is you are exposing the number of ways in which the process is compromised. Therefore, by so doing, you then highlight to people that there are so many things that need change. So you don't stop trying just because you know that your opponent has stacked the deck in their favor. You keep trying because if I try, if Tajamuka tries, if Evans Mawarire tries, if the MDC tries, all of us trying create a critical mass. And eventually, citizens rise up and say, no, 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 no. You know what? Everybody else can't be wrong and Mugabe right.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, yamuzwa kakhulu ke uthi nomuta ishe chinyoka uchinyoka ke ubaba lapha wahambisa amaphepha emthethandaba lapha ayifuna ukuthi la yenze konoko kwenziwe iTajamuka. Singathi ke uthi ugwalo olfa khona ngale emthethandaba kalo sabonakali kodwa ukuthi babuyele court bacela ukuthi babenzele lokho kuthiwa ama-duplicate bakwenza yena bakwenza bona basebesiyanika umthethandaba ukuthi hayi nanka amaphepha silawo. Esasiwagcinile kodwa sicela ukuthi liqhubeke udaba lwethu kodwa ukuthi awukahambi ngendlela abayifunayo njengoba nxa ukuthi udaba lwethu siya phambili kumele ukuthi amaphepha ayesevwa kumbe ayinikwa lo muntu wabekhangelela ukuthi nguye odingakalayo ecaleni langkhona. So ke okuhluphayo ke uphinde wathi enxaye kungazani kuloko kwesaba pakati kodaba lolo kuti wanzwa njani present.
Regai tikurumidze timboende kuvateereri tina mukoma chamu vari Johnny ku South Africa uko. Makadi mukoma chamu.
Zvifamberongo.
Aiwa tiri nani tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma chamu.
Inini ka pfungwa dzamu vanenge ku Zimbabwe soka ndikuzi supporters zvekuti toda kuti every corner tinokwanisa zviri panyika ndidi. Chizame kufosera kuti because asingaitiki nguva yemuzi yakapera ese yaya kuti titi usimudze voice kuti ngotibedze vamugabe vari wrong waenda watourawa ezvinezvikahe zvafumuka vapera basa nava ngatiti every corner tinokwanisa kuti bedzi vanzwe kuti hatichavada zvamuchose ndinosapota zvikuitwa nevanhu vesava ndikuzvisapota zvisangamboiva kuti haiwa dai tazama tese as munhu ari kuteerera chirongwa ichika dai tapusha as much as we can tisi hatiimbota zvepfuti hatitoda kuita zvepepa nenyaya yekupa pressure kuti hatichavada ngatidanane kwete kundifosera kundida ya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma chamu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda ngo.
Of course, you heard from Mr. Chamu there. He's saying that he supports the action by Tajamuka and also by Mr. Chinyoka. He's saying Zimbabweans, like Mr. Chinyoka alluded to earlier on, must use every democratic means to put pressure on President Robert Mugabe to step down, Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnunza lake umila oko na mpa oko se Zimbabwe. Baba Mila, unga unjani? Hello, Mila, uko na tukwen? Ye umila wanzani fona simuzwa kuhle mila uyangizwa yini mana samzama ya sesikuzwa kathesi siphilile wena unjani kona ngapha hayi lapha ungazani kuyachisa kulezi suku ye akutsho ukuthi wena udaba lolu ulibona njani lokuhambisa umongameli emthethandaba
ya udaba lolu luright kakhulu. It's only that people can enjoy. I think that for me, that's the constitution. And if you see, through the key, we made it possible to deliver the 40 years. That's why the 40 years is not by closing. You know, we keep on moving to move to the 40 years. And the moment we are going to move to the years when is now about 50. I'm not going to be able to do it. Usukuzwe ukuthi ukuthi ngokwakhe se kusukuzwe kulile umuntu akhula, umuntu akhula noma ungazi ukuthiwa umuntu kuthiwa 92 years ukuthiwa iy'ngqondo zingavaliable, hhayi hhayi okunye sokunyanyile. Umuntu uyakhula, i-age yakhula ney'ngqondo lezi siya futhi zisiza ungasasebenzi njengomuntu wayelempilo 50 years, sengasahambelani ukuthi nesikhathi uphezulu sane-50 years ungamkhompinika sane-50 years lakathi sine-92 izindawo big difference, especially noma ezinezinye izinto. Ngaso bona laba yomsaputa bangisaputa ukuthi bezentshontsha ngapha kwemsebenzi ezi-right ngapha kwemsebenzi sekhaya noma usekhaya isaya ukukhulu nasokhulu ehlezi uyamkwanza ukukoda angabe ungenisa umthazana ukhulukazi zama-footsteps ukuthi but engaboni ukuthi kwenzakalani kokuthi kufana nalo president lo nangiyisaputa liyayithenda nokuthi upresident kakhishe sekhule kakhulu.
Now, what Mr. Miller is saying is that. You know, the constitution of Zimbabwe is very clear about who can become a president.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, obviously, when you turn 40, you can be president. But the constitution should have had something like an age limit to say, you know, if you're above 70, you can't be a president. So his argument is that when you get a little bit old, the mind tires and people tend to be, you know, you can stay the whole day at home and, you know, play around with the you know, nephews, nieces, and all those kind of people.
Okay.
So he says now the president is a bit old. Let me say, he said he's old.
Okay.
So when people are old, according to him, they end up, you know, doing certain things that are not traditionally good at times,
okay,
especially in politics. Okay. So he says the best thing is for Zimbabweans to look for a new person, and then maybe the president will stop running the country like a tax shop.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, the question is President Robert Mugabe fit to continue to rule the nation? Of course, for ZANU-PF supporters, the argument is that old age comes with wisdom. But for some in the opposition, their argument is that, of course, old age comes with wisdom, but in the case of Mr. Mugabe, it's coming alone. So they are challenging him. They want him to step down. And our guest, so far, we have Mr. Tinomuda Ishechinyoka, who is a lawyer, who has also challenged Mr. Mugabe's stay in office. Because, of course, Mr. Mugabe, at 92, is the world's oldest president. And, Gibbs, we have tried to get in touch with Mr. Mkwananzi. Unfortunately, his line is not the best. We can barely hear him, but we'll continue to try. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Chinyoka.
Yes, before we go to Mr. Chinyoka, maybe a bit of Olympics. You know, we know that the Warriors actually played the Mighty Warriors.
Right.
Actually, walloped, you know, 6-1 by Germany. But when we are reading messages on Facebook and other social media platforms, people are saying they did their best. You know, they managed to score at least one goal, but 6-1 is a wide margin. So, and hopefully people are saying that maybe the Warriors will have a sterling performance against Canada. Because if they are beaten by Canada, their chances of advancing to the next stage will be very, very slim. So then, bayakhuluma sibili abantu zilukandaba ngama-Warriors akhona ngale Olympic Games lapha achawa khona 6-1 echawa ke Germany. Baphinde bekhulume futhi langabanye abadlala imidlalo etshiyeneyo abanjengoba Kirsty Coventry ababhukutshayo phela. Abantu bathi inxa bangazama ukuthi babuyise ama-medals eZimbabwe.
Of course, the country's best prospect will be Kirsty Coventry, no doubt Africa's best swimmer. And I can argue that one of the world's best female swimmers. She has won gold at several Olympics, and her schedule, there's a 100-meter backstroke that is on Sunday, August 7 at 12 p.m., and then there's the women's 200-meter backstroke that is also on Thursday, August 11, 1:36 p.m. So we say go, Kesty, and the rest of the Zimbabwe Olympic team. We hope they will bring gold. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma pasi. Makadi mkoma pasi.
Ndiripo hangu makadi enyu.
Aiwa, tiripo nyayari mdaro mainzwa hii. Tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu dzinoti ndoda kungokupai pfungwa dzekuti kubvira pana 2000 wa president wakanga wachitaura wachitiwo isusu maZimbabweans vari kunzwa kumusapindire muno muchitaura nyaya dzemuZimbabwe tinodzisenza nazo tega maZimbabweans ndiwo achandiudza kuti ndichibva pachigaro. Hello?
Tiri kunzwa taura izvenyu.
Hello? Saka mukatarisa imimi patakazopinda muna 2008 wakanga wachitaura kuti akana maZimbabweans akazondiudza kuti ndichienda ndinoenda nekuti zvinezvo vachiri kundida saka handiendi right tochizoya sondo rapera raperera akutaura kuti iye ndoda kuti vanhu vaziye vawanzwe vaone kuti akutaura kuti aiwa ndaakutaura kuti vanhu vemupati mangu kana vazotaura kuti ndichienda ndinoenda saka taatichikumbirawo kuti tinzwewo kuti koyewo purezidendi wachine vanhu vangani nekuti nyika yese iko zvino yataura Zimbabwe sekutaura kwavaiita kuna 2002 kuti dai vanhu vakataura kuti ndichienda ndinoenda Zimbabwe yachema yataura izvizvi purezidendi chiendai aho wachinja waakutaura kuti vanhu vemupati saka tinoziva kuti vemupati waitonga pati here kana kuti waitonga Zimbabwe nekuti waakutaura zvepati yavo ende ngavatiudze kuti vanhu vangani wasara mupati mavo vachiri kuwada mazvita henyu.
Tinotenda zvikuru vapasi Mr. Pasi saying that Mr. Mugabe keeps on changing goalposts when it comes to his retirement plans, because he said at one time he was saying that Zimbabweans, if they say he must step down, you do that. But when Zimbabweans said he must step down, he changed to say it must be his party that is the final say. And he keeps on ducking and diving. That's Mr. Pasi's argument there, Gibson.
So, Blessing, Baba,
Achapilo njani nani kuna ngapo.
Spile kakhulu baba. So ungathi nike udaba lona.
Hayi mina ngithi yabona udaba lokuthi kuthiwa kuzosiwa umgabe ekhoti kufana nje lokushaya indlovu ngempama. Waba umgabe ngeke umkhiphe ngokuvota, ngeke umkhiphe ekhoti. Mbona ngathi i-system esezimu manje ukuthi kwangona abantu be-protest kanje. Mbona ngathi yona nto engamkhipha but ngaphandle kwalokho ngeke uzumkhipha umgabe esigoqodo.
So ama-protest nxa ekhona kumele ayenzwe njani?
Kumele senze ine-peaceful way ukuthi kwangona senze ngendlela okwenziwa ngayo but singakangeleli emntwini oyi-one njengokuthi kwangona. Abantu basekhaya kumele sibambane singayo ngokuthi konkhona oright uma warira sililinde uma warira osilinde itajamuka kumele ma kuprotesta wonke umuntu sibambaneni ukuze nje lo mbuso lo uhambe uphume ngoba otherwise nje mbona ngathi umgabe yena usezitshela nje ukuthi engqondweni yakuzitshela ukuthi niyaphuma ngokufa.
Pho kukanya kusakatshala kanganani ukuthi kwenzakale khonokhu abantu bakufunayo.
Vele ngeke kuze kwenzeke manje ngoba ma uthi usumgabe ekhodi kudlala lokhu ngoba la bantu bekhodi udlalabo
singathi sikuthatha ngaphi khonokho mnumzana Sibusiso.
Uyakwazi abantu ekhaya balefiye vele yokuthi kongona even lawa amajaji abe sesabele izimpilo zabo ukuthi khona la ma bengajaja kahle babe sesabele ukuthi kongona amaphoyisa kumbe lawa ama-alis kamgaba bagcine bahlukumeza indlela zona.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke chiya amazwi amabili amathathu utshiyela abantu beZimbabwe.
Hayi mina ngithi hayi asibambezele singasabuyela emuva protesteni endlela e-right yokuthula singalwilayo but izogcina ihamba yena ngoba vele abantu abasamfuzi.
Hayi ke sibongile kakhulu ke mnumzana Sibusiso ungaphi khona?
Mina ngiseGoli la eSundowns eSouth Africa.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu baba.
Okay.
That was Mr. Sibusiso. He's saying, you know, taking the president to court is just a waste of time, you know. So he says, elections have failed, this and that has failed, but only peaceful protests may be the answer to, you know, people's wants, you know. Because they're demanding that the president should leave. So he says that's the only way out, and people must be peaceful whenever they're doing some of these things. So he says it can only be done when people are united, and let people not only rely on Pastor Ivan Mawarire and Tajamuka. Mm-hmm. So let people be the ones that are leading all this every time, you know.
Regai tidzokere kuna vachinyoka. Vachinyoka tichi tarisawo iyo nyaya kuendesa mutungamiri kumatare kuti dare paramende riti achakwanise kuti arambe achitungamira nyika. Vamwe vari kutika kupedzera hoko padewe retsindi nekuti paramende yacho yakazara vanhu vanomutsigira.
Well, that might be so, but the thing is, like I said, and like what I think it was Chamu said before, is that what you want to do is get people to realize that it's actually possible to oppose this person.
Mm-hmm.
10, 15 years ago, people would not have thought that it was possible for them to walk around the streets of Harare with some of the posters that we saw this week when people were protesting. But people are now realizing that it's actually possible to do that. So what you don't do is hope for a silver bullet that will solve all our problems while doing nothing. What you do is you do these small things until eventually you are able to mobilize everyone to stand up and say, no, enough is enough. We can't have, and I am yet to find a process where people stand up with one solution in one day, everything is done. Because if that was possible, we wouldn't be saddled with this person for the last 36 years. We would have picked up the silver bullet 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and gotten rid of him. But what we have been able to do and what we have been able to see is that through these little steps that people are taking, more and more people are finding the courage to be involved. More and more ordinary citizens without direction from political parties are realizing that their voices matter, their voices count. So what these applications, what they do is to add to that voice.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chinyoka, for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's fitness to rule. Tina mkoma Bernard, variku Botswana. Magadi mkoma Bernard.
Yesi mbao magadi yo.
Aywa, tiripo mkoma Bernard, tipeo fungwa zenyi.
I was in the Andina, the English and got out of a car and a blessing. I was not in. I was not in.
Tinotenda zvikuru ngoti nguva yedu ndo yapera. Asi tinotenda tina vagogode rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. Mr. Chinyoka, please do stay on the line. I am Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.